Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 17 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips on saving money to help you get a better life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to discuss an article I read on the BBC news website suggesting that over 50s should resign to free up jobs for the younger generation. Now, I was quite astounded to read this, and the more I thought about this out at 50 cry, the more ludicrous it became. But I could kind of understand where it was coming from, frustration of younger people who feel they can't get on, they can't get jobs, they can't get their foot on the housing market. And as always, during times of economic downturn, people want to point the finger at someone. You know, who's to blame for this double dip recession we're in at the moment? Is it the greedy bankers? Is it all the foreign workers in the country taking our jobs? Is it older people, the over 50s, hogging the good jobs who've done well out of the rising housing market for decades? Is it a lax regulatory system that didn't stop all the excesses before they got totally out of hand? I mean, is this quantitative easing, printing more money, coupled with austerity measures only making things worse? Who knows? It's a mixture of everything, I suppose. However, just having a closer look at this suggestion that over 50s should give up paid work. Now, I'm 53, and I would certainly consider giving up paid work as long as I was guaranteed some level of income or pension. And this is really the problem with this suggestion, because retirement age is going up and up and up. The state retirement age for me now is 66, but it's up to 67 for some people. There's talk it's going to be going up to 70 in the not too distant future. So if that's state pension at 66 for me and I'm 53, 13 years to wait. Now, some people might have an occupational pension or a private pension. Occupational pension, well, whether it would be enough to retire on is questionable. It really depends if you're in a good scheme, in a final salary scheme where your pension will be based on the contributions you've paid and the number of years service you've done, and especially if you've paid in AVCs, additional voluntary contributions, then your pension may give you some income to live on if you want to resign, retire early. But more and more occupational schemes are becoming based on career averages. Employees are having to pay more into them. Employers are even shutting down final salary schemes. So that's not looking that hopeful as a source of income to give up paid work when you're in your 50s. But believe you me, it's a lot more promising than if you're like me and going to be depending on a stakeholder, a stock market based pension. Because with a stock market based pension, you don't know what on earth you're going to get. It depends on the value of the stock market at the time, and it then depends on the level of annuity rates when you cash in your pension pot. The other issue is if you're a freelance worker like me, it's only you who's been paying in the contributions to your pension. You don't have an employer paying in contributions to increase the value of your pension pot. So I'm thinking even in a couple of years' time, when I'm 55, I can't see my pension, my stakeholder pension, yielding more than a couple of £1,000 a year, because I'd be taking it quite young, expecting to live another 35 years, plus annuity rates are very low. So if I was going to have to live on a couple of £1,000 a year for 11 years until I got my state pension, then I'm going to be in rather dire straits. So I just don't see that it would be possible for me to give up paid work, even if I wanted to. So from that point of view, the suggestion of out at 50 is just a non-starter to begin with, even if some people would consider giving up work. I'm not sure if the jobs they resigned from would actually free up more jobs for young people. Maybe it would, but then you've also got to consider if people aren't working, they wouldn't be paying so much income tax and national insurance, so that's going to affect the economy. And if they are not working, earning, they're not going to have so much money to spend, so it's only going to make the whole economic outlook bleaker. So I don't know what the solution is to the current situation, but I certainly don't think that it's pointing the finger at older people. I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. Do you think that more people, more job hogging over 50 should be resigning to free up the jobs for younger people, especially if they do have sizable investments and pensions they could rely on? Would that be a good idea? Or do you just think it's not that simple? Anyway, it's interesting times. As I say, everybody always wants to point the finger and blame somebody else rather than taking any responsibility themselves. So I hope you find this podcast interesting. Thanks very much for listening. You can subscribe to the Help Me to Save My Money podcast in iTunes. And if you come to the site helpmetosave.com, you can sign up for our free monthly newsletter for more money-saving tips. Do join us again soon. Bye.